The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, guys, this is Dave Van Auken back on the Fight Bananas podcast. When you have breaking news, we run with it. So we got just called in. We got Chris, the kid, the Van. He's got some big news for us. So, my man, take it away. Let's go.
Well, as y'all know, I've been in the fight game for quite a while now. And despite my record currently, I love the sport. I love the art in it.
Right.
And just recently went pro in December, and by the grace of God and sticking to it, I signed a 3-fight contract with Bare Knuckle Boxing. First fight's April 11th in Birmingham, Alabama, and I'm stoked, man. I'm ready.
Wow, that's big, my man. I don't know how much you follow the podcast. We've had a lot of Bare Knuckle FC. We had Jim Allers, to me, the face of Bare Knuckle FC, on 3, 4, 5 times. The last couple of shows have been tremendous. So that's big news, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you mentioned Jim Allers. That's definitely an icon of the sport. Definitely, in my opinion, the face of the company. And just so happened, I'm 155 as well. And, you know, most definitely, I plan on going very far in this sport. So most definitely look forward to seeing Jim and, you know, putting our skills on the toe line.
I like that. I like that. For one, you're already quoting the toe line, so you're nailing it. Dave Feldman's got to be very impressed. Two, before we get into like details and how this all came to be, my man, just the one thing, and I've been really in with this Bare Knuckle FC. It's been awesome. It's just been something new, very entertaining. I definitely think the momentum behind it is just tremendous. The thing the thing that I take away from it is aggressive wins, especially in Bare Knuckle FC. As soon as he goes toe the line, the ref goes boom, especially Jim Allers. And he doesn't wait. There's no reason to back up or feel out. He's throwing the overhand right. It's such a fast sport, and you can't take a lot of hits. It's just, that's what I get. You know, of course, I'm not going to say, hey, game plan this or that. But what I see as a fan and as a media member watching Bare Knuckle FC, aggressive wins. What do you think on that?
I totally agree, and if you watch my fights, I definitely have a very aggressive stand-up.
Right.
See the kill to be killed. You stand up in there, and you hit me, and then, you know, all of my fights, you know, I don't like to toot my own horn, but I haven't been knocked out yet, and I think that, you know, holds a good standard walking into this bare-knuckle boxing battle, and, you know, I can take a punch, and I can, you know, definitely give one. I have some pretty good, you know, shots on pretty high rising MMA stars in Florida, and you know, even they compliment me on my stand up. So I definitely feel like I belong here, and I'm just ready April 11th to show it.
April
11th,
woo!
Yes, it's gonna be fun, man. It's gonna be fun.
I love that. I love that. You said it too. I did look that. I looked past your. Yeah, you fought some of the toughest guys in the game right now. Like you said, up and comers. You fought guys that are UFC bound. You fought guys that are just, you know, right there, one or two fights away. So you've definitely not taken the easy way, the easy road. But like you said, everything kind of leads up to another, and then maybe this is where you're destined to be, and this is where you're going to flourish. So we are big fans of you. We cannot wait to April 11th. So with that, how did this come to be? Is this something you've been looking for and want to get involved with Bare Knuckle FC? Did this just fall on your plate? How did this happen?
Well, actually, MMA, I come into MMA. A lot of people don't know my backstory of MMA. The reason I started MMA is when I was in high school, I was just turning 18. A company called Southwest Georgia Fighting Championship, owned by Jeremy Fuller, actually out of business now. He was the first person to get a chance. You know, I was just a kid from the backyard, you know, didn't have no gym. I had consistency. And I didn't take a 6 years later, and I'm here. I always knew, you know, my face, my downfall, my just. But I knew that the street, by thinking that was everything. And I come to realize MMA is definitely, you know, constructive more around the ground game and Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So I feel like, you know, now that I went pro, I told myself, I want a long career in this. So it was either, you know, K-1 kickboxing or, you know, in my case, when bare knuckle boxing come about, it's bare knuckle boxing. And it just seems more fitting to me because I started in the streets. I started, you know, bare knuckle fighting. I started, you know, this destructive mind that I have, you know, in the streets. And it's like I get to take that back, but on a bigger stage. You know, I get to go back to my roots, but, you know, actually, you know, definitely get paid for it, but actually get to showcase my skills on a world-class level.
Right, right. I totally agree. And that's one of the things I talked to Jim Ehlers about, and we keep on bringing him up. He's an unbelievable ground game. His ground game's unreal. He's got his own gym. But one thing he keeps on saying, he goes, I like that I don't have to worry about that aspect. He goes, I don't have to worry about someone trying to wrestle me down or grapple me down. I don't have to train that as well. When it's bare knuckle boxing time, for 2-3 weeks, I work on my stand-up. I work on my counters. I work on my hooks. So that's all I do is work on the feet, and it's just been working. It's just been excelling. So I think to you, this is going to be a really good asset. Some fighters are, you know, hey, they can put their names all around everything. Some are better at boxing, kickboxing, whatever. But you said your stand-up is fresh. You got a chin on you. Now that's all you got to worry about. You don't have to worry about someone taking you down or the submission game. You can let your hands go a little bit more because
and
you're not worried.
Feel confident.
Yes.
And,
yes.
My past kickboxing fights, man, they've been draws. You know, like I'm ready for the war. I look forward to it. You know, I don't want to go in and, you know, look. I don't look for first round knockouts. I want you to know when we signed that contract, you were dedicated and willing to die inside that line. And I'm willing to do that. And that's what sets me apart from a lot of people is that I will give this my all, whether it be my last breath or the last bit of sweat I have coming off my chin. I will give it all.
Wow. And then one thing, the thing I'm taking so far from this as well, my man, is you're coming in at a 155. To me, that's the prize possession weight class of bare knuckle. They got the tournament going. You never know if fighters get in or get out due to injury. You might be able to slide into one of those spots, but there's just so many. So many guys are in that 155. Like I said, kind of like the big fights, the money fights right now are at 155. It's funny, too, in the UFC as well with Habib, Tony, and Connor and all that. But right now, bare knuckle
yes,
FC.
Icons.
Yeah, right. They're that 155 where you're at. That's I can see some big, big money fights for you this year, my man. How about you?
I totally agree. But as well, to me, it's not about the money because money comes and goes, but notoriety stays. You know, somebody to know my name and know what I can do means more to me than money. I can spend the money, but that fame will never go away.
Right, that
and,
is true. That's
you know,
true.
That's really what I look for. And the guy that I'm fighting, Chase Birchfield, he's out of Alabama. I just feel like no offense to him, him or his coaches padded his record. He never had any challenges stand up. His first pro fight, he lost it. My first pro fight was, you know, Francisco Ricci, you know, training partner Yoel Romero. Shout out to him. And he left MMA and went to bare knuckle boxing as well. Got him a win, you know. Me and him, you know, we talk on a regular basis now, and you know, I look up to him. He's a hell of a fighter, and he's most definitely a guy that you know really made me think about it. After our fight, I'm like, oh, bare knuckle is the option, so I most definitely went with it. But 155, I'm coming to take over.
Man, I like that. The takeover's coming April 11th in Alabama. Last kind of question I'll leave you on is. Bare Knuckle FC, the momentum, just even the fight cards, but the fighters in the last 6-8 weeks, right? We got Thiago Alves, we got Hector Lombard, we got Dylan Kleckler. There's actually one or two more that I kind of know that, you know, are coming very, very soon. They're making big strides, big names, more eyes on the show itself. So how does it feel like now you're a part of that? You're one of these names. Moving over, transferring over to Bare Knuckle FC, what does that do for you personally? And how happy are you to be a part of this process for Bare Knuckle FC?
I'm actually very happy. And, Mr. David, you're actually one of the first couple of people that I actually know. I haven't put it out there yet. This is actually the first podcast or social media outlet that I've even let know. So, you know, shout out to you. I listen to your show a lot. And my biggest thing is it's an opportunity that, you know, of a lifetime. It's definitely life-changing, money-wise, as well as, you know, the opportunity to know if I take this win, I have more wins. And the biggest thing for me is, you know, the Hall of Fame. You know, that fight is in August in New York. New York is the place I've always wanted to go to. So the momentum for me is I have the opportunity to do what I want right in front of me, and it's the time to grasp it. It's the time to stop, you know, lollygagging, stop, you know, half footing around and put my all into it and see what I can have. you know, at the end of the day, I can't be upset if I gave it my all. And only I know that, and I'm just going to put the best foot forward and the best hand forward and tuck that chin and go with it.
Man, I think you just sang every single word of Eminem's Lose Yourself right there. I think you just did it. Man, killing it. Chris, the kid, the van, big news, breaking news. Bare Knuckle FC just signed 3-fight deal. First one's April 11th, first of many, 2020. My man, continued success. I give you the floor, last words. Any person you want to thank, if it's the management or if it's family or if it's the gym, anything like that, the floor is yours,
most,
my man.
Most definitely shout out to Bare Knuckle FC, Mr. David, Mr. Nate. Thank you for the opportunity. Shout out to Combat Night, most definitely, for always giving me a platform to showcase my skills. Mitchell and Richard, you know, they're scrapping it, guys, and they run a great promotion. I actually tell upcoming fighters that if you want a shot in the Southeastern region, is Mitchell and Richard are your guys. They are upcoming for sure. Most definitely, I want to give a shout out to Jeremy Fuller. Like I said, he owns Southwest Georgia Fighting Championship, and he was the first guy to ever give me a chance. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. And I made sure I messaged him last night, and I gave him the thank you and gave him all the glory that he definitely deserved. And most definitely, when I get where I'm going, I won't forget the people that were there. And I appreciate everybody, and, you know, let's fight till we can't no more.
There we go, man. Toe the line, April 11th. We'll talk to you soon. We might be talking to you maybe the week of the fight, and then we'll talk to you after when you get the victory, my man, all right? Appreciate you coming on.
That sounds good. Thank you.
All right, brother. Wow, that was awesome, guys. Breaking news here at the Fight Bananas podcast. What a packed week. We have so many podcasts coming out this week, and this wasn't planned. But when someone contacts us, we always want to give a platform. That's something we strive here on Fight Bananas. Also, especially when you got breaking news. When you're going to break news on the show, you're welcome. The phone lines are open. You can contact me anytime. You can slide into my DMs. Or if you're a guy, just, you know, knock nicely, please, all right? You know, personal message me anytime. Everyone is welcome. We appreciate that. That's awesome. Another 155er at Bare Knuckle FC, April 11th. That's cool. They really are. They're going all in. That's the division that I believe you can just tell with the amount of money, the amount of resources, the time they're giving it. And there's just so many. Jim Allers, Johnny Bedford, there's just so many studs. Elvin Brito, we just saw Lewis. Then that's just one side of the bracket. So, wow. Bare Knuckle FC going all in with the 155-pound division. Love it so much. April 11th, we're definitely going to contact. We're going to talk to Chris the Kid all week long. Maybe we can do like a behind-the-scenes look of his first time at Bare Knuckle FC, all the behind-the-scenes. We'll get to that. We love giving people exclusives. Especially exclusives, guys. Check the Fight Bananas YouTube channel. We have tons of content up there. We have fights from Island Fight 62. We got interviews, exclusive interviews, and of course, every single Fight Bananas podcast on there for absolutely free. Please subscribe to it. Tell a friend. Copy the subscribe button and just forward it over. There you go. Fight Bananas, those breaking news. Thank you so much, Chris the Kid of the Vant, making his debut for Bare Knuckle FC. April 11th in Alabama. All right, guys, we out. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors, Warhammer Fightwear, Enstone Nutrition, Fusion CBD Products, and Mako Tech Mouth Guards. We appreciate you guys so much. That was cool. Breaking news here on Fight Bananas Podcast.